Again this week, we get to know an IU student who's developing a career as an artist in our Artist in the Making series. The focus this time around is performer and teacher Joe Mace, who played four characters in the recent IU production of Candide. WFIU's Adam Schwartz has a profile.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present Candide, or Optimism.
That's Joe Mace as Voltaire in the recent IU Opera Theater production of Candide. In that production, he also played Dr. Pangloss,
Mankind is one, all men are brothers,
Cacambo,
Senor Capitan, look, a boat abandoned. Let us fill it with coconuts.
And Martin.
Any questions? Don't ask them now. They're useless anyhow.
This fall, Joe Mace will complete his doctorate in voice at IU and move to New York City to pursue his dream.
My dream job is actually working 8 shows a week at night in a great show on Broadway, and during the day, teaching.
Joe first performed on stage at the age of 8 when he starred in a local production of the musical Oliver. He was seen by an opera singer neighbor who made an encouraging comment.
I invited her to this production, and afterwards she said, "You sing really well. Have you ever thought about singing?" She was the first person who allowed me to realize that you could pursue singing as something that was a subject of study. That there was something more to singing than just opening your mouth.
As an undergraduate music student at Tulane University, Joe soaked up the musical cornucopia that was New Orleans.
It was just a marvelously eye-opening experience, and I sort of became like a sponge. And when I realized how much there was in the world to explore that was different from what I knew, I began to explore it all.
He went on to complete his bachelor's in music and a master's in voice. He's appeared in many shows, including the recent IU Opera Theater's production of Così fan tutte, where he encountered an acting problem. He so disliked his character, the cynical womanizer Don Alfonso, that he could not portray him truthfully.
I wanted to make sure that as an actor, I didn't look as if I was playing a caricature of something that I had created in my mind, and therefore give a performance that was dishonest.
He resolved the acting problem by finding truthful motivations for the character. He felt more comfortable in the IU production of Candide, feeling a kinship with one of the four characters he played, Voltaire.
Because he thought so much. He was very analytical.
But playing four parts took its toll, and his performance began to suffer.
The role was stressful because Voltaire never left the stage. And I was working so hard to make it perfect that I had sort of forgotten to be free, which is silly because I tell my students that all the time. And I want you to sing.
Joe sits at a grand piano, giving me a private singing lesson. He shows me how to use imagery to improve the way I create sounds.
As you sing that, I want you to remember the concept, the sort of image concept that we had, that the higher the tone is going in pitch, the more firmly rooted it is in your body. And we did that by actually imagining a little bit of tension at the point, right at the sort of midpoint between our chest and our belly button, mm-hmm. and that we could actually pull a weight down a little bit in our body. So mm-hmm. I want you to try that pull as you sing. Beautiful. That's perfect.
Joe really emphasizes technique.
Another one of Joe's voice students is IU senior Ellen Doyle, who aspires to a career in musical theater.
Like correct breathing, how to sing in a healthy way, because there are many people my age, many young people, kind of abusing their voices without even knowing it, and it doesn't give their voice much longevity. And with Joe, he definitely focuses on that, so I can have a long, healthy career.
Joe Mace's career will begin in earnest when he moves to New York this fall, or maybe even sooner than that. This very week, he's flying to New York to audition for a part in a Broadway musical. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Special production support for Artists in the Making comes from the Bloomington Arts Commission. You can find more from the series by visiting wfiu.org/arts.